last time we saw the Gru, they had been resting up from their harrowing adventures the day before. And, well, the days and weeks before. It's been a long stretch of just tussle after tussle, emotional heartbreak, and devastating loss for the Gru. So they decided to fight it out and made their way to Waldo's Wrestlers, a wrestling ring located, believe it or not, in the seedy part of the seedy undercity of Syphilsit. Ansel has signed up to fight under the pseudonym The Maelstrom. And Brenda, after enhancing her magic by sort of melding it with her new cybernetic enhancements, or cyber magic enhancements rather, Psyjix, signed up to fight as Rich Bitch, spelled nowhere near correct at all. Their opponents will be Xanagos the Xylophone and Quake Crasher, respectively. The crowd is quiet. The lights off as we approach the first match. Ladies, gentlemen, and those not restricted by binary definitions of gender, welcome into the Gridge.
Gridge, Gridge, Gridge. Oh yeah. Gridge, Gridge, Gridge.
Where do the rest of you watch from? Do you try and fight your way to the front, or just kind of wherever you can comfortably find a position?
I'll fight my way to the front, absolutely.
I think Maureen is so tall that it would be so annoying to everyone if she tried to get to the front.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Do they have snacks here?
Make an investigation check.
Oh, okay. That is a 18.
Oh yeah, they have a concession stand. You know, your standard pretzels and hot cheese, chips and hot cheese, hot dogs and hot cheese.
You know, like healthy people.
Hell yeah.
Can you give me Maureen, can you give me some O-shaped hot cheese?
Some what shaped hot cheese?
Some O-shaped hot cheese.
O-shaped, I guess. Anyone
Harry,
else
do they
want
have
anything?
Hot cheese.
Do they have hot cheese beer?
Cold cheese with hot cheese.
Ew.
They have beer and hot cheese. They have beer.
It's like ramen.
They have like
beer,
a beer cheese. No,
beer,
I get
ramen beer but hot cheese.
It's not on the menu.
I hate this.
All right, I'm just gonna go buy like everything I can carry in my arms. BRB.
That's you get one of everything on the menu because your arms are so massive and good for hugging.
You're able to hug this food. I do have big beefy arms. Mm-hmm.
So you return to Brenda, Big, and Glunkus. Ansel is off having, you know, ready for the fight, sort of in the green room. So you four can split up the snacks between yourselves.
Mm-hmm. Ah, yes. The O-shaped hot cheese.
Yeah,
and Big
your O-shaped cheese, yeah. I won't have that.
Big pulls out a snack of his own that he had this entire time.
What?
Just a little tiny.
I bought this
tiny
cheese
pretzel,
just
guys.
For you. What the heck? Oh.
Yeah,
okay.
We could share the hot cheese.
Whatever. I'm just going to put this hot cheese in my mouth, I guess.
And as you guys begin to drown your sorrows in hot cheese, as so many of us do.
Now.
I know, I've been talking about it a lot. I could really go for a soft pretzel.
Yeah.
Anyways. The lights begin to flash in tune to some, you know, some light, cheery music. Bung! 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 And the lights strobe as this xylophone is just run down with the mallet. And running up to the ring, you see a, you know, about 5'5", just absolutely, well, no, not jacked. This dude's got a dad bod.
Whoa.
And is running up. So the uniform is boots that are like platform boots that have like, they look like xylophone keys along the bottom is what makes up the platform. The whole outfit is a dull metallic gray, not quite a silver, with black accents. The front of their chest, there is an X that's made out of two like xylophone mallets.
Why does it sound like someone is tumbling down?
Apparently,
like,
playing
an exhaust pipe.
It sounds like someone's moving like a metal cabinet across wood flooring. Actually,
there's just a plane that just went by, but I don't know if that was.
That might be it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn, we really did not understand what that sound was.
And the final touch of their costume as they, you know, they get up to the ring and stand and they pose and they make an X with their body. You see that their sleeves have like foot long fringe on them, also stylized like xylophone keys. I don't know what they're called.
They're called
keys.
Xylos.
Seems appropriate.
Yeah, I think they are keys.
The whole time, the lights.
Maureen, why are you eating the cheese like that?
Flashing.
Like this, Big takes the cheese and just.
How much cheese is there?
Pours it into his mouth. It's O-shaped.
Oh, they got like
eating the cheese like
32-ounce cups worth of cheese.
Yeah, 32-ounce O.
It's O-shaped. Yeah, that makes it okay. I just love the justification of how much cheese there is.
So
is Jake saying, well, it's O-shaped.
Same way, like Winnie the Pooh eats honey.
It'll quench you.
With your bare hands.
It's the quenchiest.
Anyways.
Love that.
The, you know, the xylophone music has continued. The lights are flashing. And at one point, there's a sick electric xylophone riff. And these drums come in as they make their way up to the cage. And they kind of rattle it and shake it.
Yeah! I'm the xylophone! Ah!
Oh.
Whoa! Oh. What the hell?
Sounds like someone had too much cheese. Uh-huh.
And then the lights dim back down as the crowd, you know, slows down the applause and the roaring. And Ansel, what does your entrance look like? And what does your costume look like?
Okay, so...
Quick, guys, joke about snacks for...
No.
5 more minutes.
No. I was checking something.
This
real
pretzel
quick.
Okay. is the shit.
Are we
cheese,
to just have actual classic rock songs?
I will allow it, yes.
Okay, in that case, it's Rock Me Like a Hurricane.
Good.
I have these
this
things called
so
crunchies.
Yeah, so first of all, I would like to point out, Ansel is using at this public fight, his stage persona is the same as his secret undercover name.
yes, it's very good.
Because it did not cross his mind that was a bad idea. and yeah, so he comes in, and it's like, here I am, rock me like a hurricane.
Right, it's rock me like a tropical storm so that we can avoid copyright issues.
It's just rock me like a maelstrom. That's why it fits
yes.
Even better.
It's, oh my god,
it's very good. Yeah,
in this universe, that's how the song goes.
Right.
Wow. Did Big's like vibing in the crowd? He's like, wow. Did Ansel write this song? No. And then he answers his own question. He's like, no, Ansel did not write this song.
I'm imagining that it's
no way.
It's because in this universe, this is a. Like a folk ballad so ancient that it predates the split between the two sides of the planet.
Yes, I do like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's like a, yeah. Anyway, So that's playing. He's like, nice. Oh, I haven't heard it with the electric version before. That's weird.
Kids are going to love it.
He's used to hearing it on like a mandolin.
Right.
Anyway, so he comes in and he is wearing, so he likes those mesh tops. So he's got his black mesh top now. He exchanged his neon yellow one for a black one. So he's got the black mesh top. He's got bright silver tidy whities. And then he has, yeah, like a black and silver luchador mask. And around each of the eyes, there's like a cyclone pattern.
Oh, that's so cool.
Oh, this also makes so much sense.
You know, Ansel, you know, isn't a lot of things, but he's very good at costume design.
You know what? I think Ansel's the guy that makes the most sense.
Just period?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
Anyway, hand me that cheese, bro.
Also, his booty is fucking popping in the little wrestling.
Just ask it. You can't just have a guy hand you some cheese more.
Does this cheese like have alcohol in it or something? Yeah. Like it feels like the worst cheese that everyone is eating.
Kayla? I mean,
yeah. Also, they sell cheese with alcohol in it. There's like cheese with beer in it.
I'm pretty sure the alcohol's gone though. Like it's just the flavor.
Yeah.
Is that what this is?
Maybe that's the it's cyber cheese though. They in this feature they have the technology.
Okay.
Yeah, they right.
It,
out
it like crackles a little bit.
But anyway,
Brenda.
Oh yeah.
There is like an available beer that Maureen got if you would like to
I would like to shotgun a beer with Big
with cheese.
Oh, just one beer.
Let's do it.
That's that fine.
What do you have to roll for?
Go get
to shotgun.
And as Maureen leaves, Big and Glunkus, you know, get their cans of beer ready. So please, both of you, make
just a check.
Check.
It's,
It's
a 17.
17.
You guys
just
look deadlock in each other's eyes, you know, slam your keys and just
crunch
these empty cans, toss them to the ground.
Oh, absolutely.
Glunkus, I imagine you smash it against your head as you're wont to do. And you two never stop staring, like locked into each other's eyes, and you finish at the exact same moment.
Hate when that happens. I'm just gonna say that I won this one, Glunkus.
Well, I mean you're wrong, but okay.
Whoa, okay.
And as
Maureen, get
as
back
Maureen
here.
Returns,
we need a judge.
The match begins. So Ansel, I'd like you to just roll initiative for me.
Wait, I didn't quite finish that. I was slightly cut off, which is
Sorry. Please.
His booty looks absolutely popping in the shorts. And,
damn, wow. Your booty is pooping.
I'm so happy for Maureen, that's a bad thing.
Oh, shit. Oh, no, okay. She must miss me. And then also, he is barefoot.
Yeah, okay. Hairy ass feet just hanging out there.
My ass isn't hanging out. It is hairy, though.
Why do you have feet in your ass?
Okay.
Anyways.
So anyway, it's now my turn. What? How does this work?
Roll an initiative for me.
Also, he's kind of greasy. Taking up.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, rolling.
Like baby oiled up kind of
just
vibes?
A little bit. A little bit like Glunkus.
Like Glunkus greasy?
16.
Or?
Okay, so you get the first move as you kind of circle around each other as the bell rings and the match begins. So I will let you use your regular attack modifier and you just kind of go into grapple and wrestle them.
Okay. So my regular, if I were using like my weapons?
Correct.
Okay. Oh my God, he's coming in with the, I don't have moves for him yet. I'll come up with a couple of those. I need a finisher move. But for now, we're just going in for the first grapple.
Okay.
That's a 15, 1-5.
Yeah, wait a minute. There are rules about grappling.
That is a thing that exists.
Yes. I believe that is an attack made with strength.
Which
your 15 would miss. So even if it's worse, it will again miss. I will allow you to add your proficiency bonus to this, but it will be strength based.
Yeah, ass. Okay, but do I still get multiple attacks?
Yeah.
I was like, ooh, I shake it off.
Mm-hmm. You're kind of locked in there, but you haven't been able to, you know, work the momentum around.
Okay, so I'm just, you know, just adding 5.
Mm-hmm.
23. That's a roll.
Oh, absolutely. You get a lock onto this dude. You can kind of move him wherever you want him at this point.
Oh, I didn't think I'd get this far. I'm like Plankton.
You won't get much farther when I start playing you.
I guess I want to put him prone or whatever so I can like tap him out.
You guys watch Ansel just almost immediately wrap around this dude who is like 2 feet taller than him. Go ahead and use your third attack to try and get him prone. This one will be with advantage since you have him grappled.
Oh, yeah. And okay, that was a 24.
Yeah, so how do you, is it a tackle? Is it kind of an over the head thing? How do you get him on the ground?
So I really just kind of have to leverage the fact that I'm lower than him because I certainly don't have the strength or the weight.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I just kind of, I like just karate chop his Achilles tendon and he just is like, what the fuck? And I just kind of flip him with that.
Yeah, absolutely. He's like, what? No, what? That's not how you, whoa! and then is prone. I believe that is all of your attacks, correct?
I got 3, yeah.
Okay. The ref begins to walk over and starts counting. But before they can get to 3, they get to 3 and the xylophone is not able to wriggle out from under you. They get to 6. That's not a roll. Again, you just have them pin. Now you got them in a headlock now, just on the ground. And it's really strange because you are just like backpack size on this person and they cannot stand up to save their life. The grease is too, like, they try to get up and it's like, whoop, their arm slides out. And as the ref goes, 8, 9... 10! And in one fell swoop, you have pinned this.
Wait, can I do like a finishing move? Can I do a finishing move on the 10? So I'm going to jump in the air, do like a flip, do like a little gymnast flip in the air.
Yes.
And then just slam my whole ass body down on his chest and do like a clothesline maneuver.
Good.
So ass is landing right on his sternum, elbows landing like on his throat.
I love that. Make just an acrobatics check for me.
Going for the thick bush booty throat slam.
Thick booty.
Oh, what am I making, acrobatics?
Yeah.
That's what I'd hope you'd say.
I mean, you said flip, so.
Okay. That's a 14.
Yeah, I mean, you execute it pretty well, you know? It is impressive. The crowd goes nuts. Oh my God, he did a flip! He did a flip! Holy shit, dude! Oh, he did a flip! Oh my God!
Ansel turns to the crowd and goes, just went, I just played that guy like a piano.
And they're confused for a moment, and then somewhere in the crowd, a cheer begins. Maelstrom! 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 And as the ref raises your hand up in victory, you are cheered out of the cage.
Hell yeah.
Wow, go Ansel. And then I challenge Glunkus to another drinking contest based off, out of pure adrenaline.
What do you do this time? Do you shotgun beers again?
Yeah. But with our eyes closed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Big was not comfortable with the eye contact last time. Checks again, please.
Maureen, watch us with your eyes. Because we...
Yeah, see, you close your eyes. Glunkus, what'd you get?
6.
Okay, and Big?
8.
You two close your eyes and puncture your hands. You don't even reach your mouth. You both, like, miss. Glunkus, it hits your forehead and, like, showers you in beer. Big, it just, like, squirts down your shirt.
Oh. Hate when that happens.
I love
that.
I love this.
I open my eyes and I'm like, oh, it's gone. I won. Right, Maureen?
I don't even know.
Okay. The next match is pretty typical.
Maureen is high on cheese.
What? I'm not high.
Are you? You have a track record of it, Maureen.
Oh, yeah, but Maureen be eating cheese.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
You know how I need a good cheese. So Mott the Menace was unable to find an opponent. So, you know, just a win by default. Which brings us to Rich Bitch versus Quake Crasher.
So can I ask you about the logistics of this?
It first? Depends. I may not answer you, but you can try.
Well, so oh, yes. To win a wrestling match, do you have to grapple them, or could they just be knocked out?
Make.
I don't really understand wrestling.
I guess just history. See how much you know about wrestling.
What about
with disadvantage?
I feel like I should get advantage because I've watched a fight.
You've watched. A fight.
Shit. History. That's a 10.
Okay. As far as Brendan knows, to win a wrestling match, your opponent must be down on the mat for 10 seconds.
Sorry, Naoki tipped over my...
You aren't able to figure out how. Do you just know that this dude was down on the mat for 10 seconds and Ansel won?
Well, I mean, there's many ways to be down on the mat for 10 seconds. You could be conscious or you could be unconscious. You know what I mean?
This is very true.
All right.
All right. So you actually, Quake Crasher is sort of the reigning champion, the title fighter, the Merrick One-Tooth of this establishment, so to speak. So he gets second entrance. Or she does, sorry. And Brenda, what is your entrance in costume?
So I think my costume, I think I still have my like flowy Matrix jacket on. But underneath is like, I was also going to do mesh and I feel like Ansel really kind of stole my vibe.
I've been wearing mesh this whole time.
Well, so have I though. So
really,
yeah,
no, so, we're just fucking hot bitches,
I guess.
True.
Sing it, Karina.
That's me. Sorry.
Fuck yeah. I think maybe kind of like a you know those bathing suits that have like a lot of extra holes in them. Kind of like that vibe, but mesh.
Okay.
Anyway.
So just mesh.
Just, well, but covering the bits. You know, this isn't that kind of show. Her entrance, there is a lot of like smoke from a smoke machine, or maybe it's Maureen doing fog cloud, who's to say?
I cast fog cloud!
Yeah.
Yep.
What level is that? That counts for my sword.
Fog Cloud's like level 1, bro.
It does count for the sword, though. You are correct. Good watching out.
And then there's a lot of like green lasers kind of all going around, like Matrix vibes. And then there's kind of just like some intense music. And then all of a sudden it turns into Footloose. And I walk out to that.
Yes.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Do we have to change that one for copyright too? So it's like
I am trying to think.
Least food. Kick off your Sunday boot.
I mean, it's not like we're playing the song.
Boot loose. Boot loose is very good.
Okay, sounds good.
And you know, you get there, and there's some good amount of cheers. And then the lights go dark, and the crowd, in anticipation, begins to stomp, causing the ground of this arena to feel as if it were quaking, as a screen, like 20 by 30 foot screen over the sort of entrance hall, begins to flash, quake, 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 and the crowd begins to chime in, quake, 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 and the spotlight flashes. They all swing and illuminate the entrance hallway beneath the screen. And for a moment, the crowd keeps cheering and no one comes out. And then from up in the rafters, jumping down and slamming into the ground in a superhero landing, is this huge, just 6'6", buff, like as buff as Maureen looking woman. Her outfit is just a simple black leotard with, it almost looks like a lightning bolt, like kind of going diagonally, but it is broken up into different shades and it is not uniform and jagged. And there's like what looks to be bits of rock falling from it. And some like foam rocks fall from the ceiling behind her as she slams into the ground and stands up, and the crowd just loses their mind.
Lame.
And as they cheer and hoot and holler, she just stands up, looks you in the eye, Brenda, and walks into the cage. No flash, no pomp, no circumstance. And the crowd is eating it up.
It's pretty lame if you ask
me. Oh, yeah. I think I'd like to eat that up.
No.
This is what we're talking about.
What were we just saying, Maureen?
Thanks, Big.
And the cage rattles and clinks down. Brenda, I would like you to roll initiative, please.
Okay. Shit. Well, folks, that is a 4.
Well, she rolled a nat 1, so you do get to make the first move.
Off to a great start.
You two are circling each other. And she is looking you up and down, and you're confused?
Because I'm so little.
The look in her eye, she's still taking this seriously. She is not going to underestimate me. This will not be a tortoise in the hare.
To be clear, what is... I would like to hear Brenda's strength and constitution scores, just because I think it would be funny.
Well, but I'm not going to be...
No, but like I just want to hear, like, to give me a picture of what this lady is saying.
My strength is 0. And
so 10
my
or
constitution 11. Is +2.
Okay.
And I do envision Brenda as being one of those types of people who's just like stick, like like not muscle, just very bony. So
yeah. I would like to point out.
So can you confirm that Brenda's just bones?
I would like to point out that Brenda is stronger than Glunkus.
Absolutely insane.
Glunkus has a -1 for strength.
Oh my god.
I have a 0.
Oh yeah, so okay, so everyone is stronger than Glunkus.
Yes.
All right, Brenda, you get the first move. What are you gonna do?
Would you...
Bless you.
That bless was you. Me, thanks.
With the knowledge...
Bless you, Maureen.
Yeah, I'm really just trying everything today.
You are going nuts. I love it.
Because magic is not a thing down here, do you think that it would be possible that she would be, like, afraid after seeing magic?
Make an insight check.
I don't know that that's my strong suit. I also lost my die. There it is. It's a nat one.
This woman has never feared a single thing in her life and probably won't until she dies. That's who knows?
Unfortunate. Okay. Whoa. Well, first of all, I need to kick my cat out of my room because she's being annoying. So please hold for that.
All right. Can we get another cheese bit while we wait?
Oh, God.
So what kind of cheese is this?
Now I challenge Glunkus to a cheese eating contest.
Okay, she's not leaving. I'll so take we're that. Just going to have to
where
live
does
with it.
Cheese come from?
Shrimp. Well, Maureen.
Oh, comes from shrimp. When a mommy cow and a daddy cow love each other very yeah. much.
What? They get processed and then turn it.
The cows get processed?
Yeah.
That's weird.
All right,
Brenda, we had a much different process at the cult, actually, now that I think about it.
What?
So that's probably a story for a different time.
A different cheese process?
Okay.
Yeah, that reminds me of my 143rd birthday party.
I love this new birthday bit. This is very good.
Because what are you, like, no, not exactly 50-something big?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So I will cast...
Well, hang on. I think you and Glunkus are actually probably around the same age.
Wait, how much longer has Big been bad compared to how long he's been good?
Oh, like, he's been good for, like, less than a percent of his life.
Yeah.
Isn't Glunkus, like, 400 years old, though? I thought...
Okay, I wasn't sure. I don't quite remember exactly how dwarves age.
Because Glunkus is, like... old even for a dwarf.
Yeah, I think dwarves are like halfway between halflings and elves.
Yeah.
So yeah, 400 probably makes sense. We'll say 400 because that's fun. Wait. No. We have to say 420, right?
Yeah. Yeah. You're right. You're right.
Yeah. The weed number.
Mm-hmm. The what?
Well, and speaking of how... you know, how halflings age, I feel like we could make... Well, no. You're probably like 100-something, huh, Ansel?
I haven't thought about it in a while. You want to make me 69?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't... Do I have anything written down? I have 50 written down as my age.
50 sounds good. Anyways, Brenda, what are you doing?
The people
want to know.
Yeah.
Brenda, what are you doing?
I, after much consideration of the fact that she probably has a really high con score, am going to cast Arcane Sword. So, I create a sword-shaped plane of force, and then when it appears, I make a melee spell attack against her, and on a hit she takes some damage, and then it hangs around and I can use it every turn.
Oh, of course it does. You do not get your +2 to this.
Why not?
That is only for ranged attacks.
How is this not a ranged attack? It says within it says five
melee spell attack.
It says within 5 feet.
It says melee in the thing.
It's a sword.
The sword is melee, not the spell.
It says melee spell attack.
It says range 60 feet.
It is a melee spell attack.
It isn't.
Or he needs a pickle.
Thank you for diffusing the tension.
That is a 18.
Can we take a quick pause until Jake gets,
Yep.
I need to find my die anyway. Would you believe it if I said I don't? Oh, there it is. Fuck you all.
For future reference, you guys, if you notice anything like stops recording, just say something so we can pause.
Yeah.
As quickly as possible. Oh, no.
Oh, good.
Just delete all your old grid shit. That's what I did.
Yeah.
There you go.
I think the... external hard drive I use for Gridge is up to like half a terabyte of audio.
Fuck. insane.
Hey
Jake, did nerds give you money for your hard drive?
Cool.
Oh my gosh, it does. I forgot it does. Like,
whoa!
Glow cloud.
Chunky boy, he's a boy. He's a chunk. Boy that glows.
Hey Perry.
Yeah, Jared.
Do you want to go to the gay club this weekend?
Absolutely.
You guys get to go to the gay club? Ugh.
Well, I do. I don't know if they'll let Jared in.
Well, no, I'll just stand outside.
Jared can pass.
That might be the most complimentary thing I've ever heard.
I think it's true.
It is.
Thank you.
I'll vouch for that.
Thank you.
I'm pretty sure most of the men in Gridge could pass.
I mean, according to my sixth graders, some of them think I'm gay, so that's something I know now.
Nice.
All right.
Your sixth they graders also have told you they think you're gay?
Several of them asked. One of them said,
it's very forward.
I think he said people thought.
Damn.
Oh, there's a ton of little, yeah.
Kids are super forward.
Yeah. No, well, many of them are. I'm not going to paint with a broad brush here.
Mm. Right.
Yeah. Maggie straight up had fifth graders ask her if she's a furry.
Good.
All right. Are we back into the club?
Should be.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that did hit?
So, yes, it did. You summon this arcane sword, this just manifestation of force out of nowhere. You mutter the arcane words and, you know, make the symbols with your hands.
Piss.
And both of them.
Sorry.
Piss. I can't wait to get power word kill and just say piss.
You already have it.
Yeah, because it only works on you.
Yeah, it really does. This sword appears, and both Quake Crasher and the Rev are just like, what the fuck? What the hell are you doing? This is a wrestling match. How much damage do you do?
3d10, so.
Oh, damn. No. Please don't kill
this
lady.
Kill this.
That one where 22. Kayla does a little murder.
Typically, in a lot of them, we do a lot of murder.
It's not. I'm doing non-lethal. I don't want to kill her. I just want to knock her out. It's non-lethal.
Yeah. And this
Kayla,
sword,
you're gonna kill the sexiest.
Not
woman
if
I've seen
I say.
In months.
If I tell Siri it's non-lethal,
in months.
She can't die.
Slices through. You say non-lethal. You did just sort of cut.
I didn't
most
say,
of her chest. Open
I did not
with a
say
sword.
What end of the sword I was using. I could have hit her with the side of it, just, it is force damage, not slashing.
You're right, bestie. You're right, it's force damage. So you just, like,
cracked her.
Give her a concussion.
Good.
So, of course, she's a wrestler, so that doesn't stop her at all.
She's already currently having one.
And she's like, what the hell is that? And she just dives at you.
Yeah, see, now this is where things get dicey.
It'd be so funny if Brenda cheated and still lost.
It's incredibly likely.
Does a 13 hit you?
It does not.
Okay, she's unable to get a grasp. However, she keeps trying.
Oh.
How about a 27?
Yeah.
And you are grappled. She has you in a full Nelson at this point. And how about a 18? An 18?
To hit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just suplexes you onto the ground.
Ooh. Ouch.
The ref comes over and begins counting. Cheetahs never win.
I didn't cheat.
Make me
You know what does win? Hot cheese. That's all I have to say.
A dex saving throw. So is there no magic I could use in this situation to help?
Is there magic you have? Okay, so either you can physically try to escape with a dex save, or use your turn to cast a spell.
So she's on top of me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the assumption that if she were not on top of me, that I could get up. It's not that I'm so hurt that I couldn't get up. It's just that
she is holding you onto the ground. Okay. You are dazed because you just got suplexed. Sure. But
so is she. So.
Can I suplex Big in the stand?
That's the next. That is the proper escalation of our
competition. Okay,
make me a grapple check, Glunkus.
Oh. What?
Roll plus strength.
You mean minus strength?
Yeah.
Minus the
that
minus.
That was 12.
Okay, Big, what's your armor class?
Oh, God. 17.
Glunkus, you give Big a hug. And you're like...
Wow, Glunkus. Oh.
But you can't get
thank
it.
You.
Damn it, I was trying to
this suplex. This has never happened before, thank you.
Damn it.
And Brenda, what did you have going on?
So I think I'm going to shocking grasp her with the hope that she'll kind of jolt off of me.
Okay.
What? I'm trying to win.
I think that makes sense, ahead. But Perry's face was so just shocked.
What? It's only 8 damage, okay?
Brenda be well, like, I'm not going to do anything.
Do I have to make a save?
Well, hold on. I don't remember. Usually it just works, so I can't remember.
It just works.
Brenda be like, it I'm not going works. To do any no, lethal it does. Damage, but I'm going to seriously, gravely, and permanently...
She's not wearing armor or anything, is she?
...destroy you.
No.
18 again.
Okay, yep. You shock her for 8 damage. And you know what happens when you get, like, tased? All of your muscles tense.
Oh, come on
now. So this chokehold she has you in goes from being just a way to hold you to the ground to an actual chokehold.
See, that's not fair.
What?
I don't think that's actually what... People squirm when they get shocked. They, like, wiggle around.
All of your muscles contract at once.
They wiggle around.
Her muscles were like this, so they're contracting around your neck.
I don't think that's true. I just disagree. I've not seen that happen when people get tased.
How many times have you seen someone get tased? Which one of us is
the biomedical engineer here?
I've seen people, they wiggle. They do.
Kayla just like logs on YouTube like in a and searches cartoon. People get tased.
Kayla,
that's a good question though, because I know if the voltage is high, you can get like your muscles go into shock, but tasers aren't high voltage, are they? I thought they...
Yeah. This is also, like, straight electricity, though.
Yeah, fair point.
It is called lightning damage, so...
Right.
Well.
Fine. Since it is just a cantrip, you're not getting choked, but she's not... It does not have the desired effect.
All right.
The count is now at 6. What are you going to do?
That's an excellent question. Let me look at my options.
Can I have the other 4 of you make perception check, please?
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, I have an excellent idea that you're all going to really think is bad.
I got an 18.
Okay. Hang on.
Hey, I got a 20.
I had a 15. Ooh. 1-5.
Okay.
I put my dice away. 10.
Okay. Everyone but Glunkus, because he's still busy trying to suplex Big, you notice about 5 guards. kind of reach into their jackets. Big and Maureen, you realize they're reaching for concealed casters in there as they make their way towards the cage to most likely apprehend Brenda for whatever kind of freaky
deep. I don't think I'm committing a crime.
Oh God.
We're just having fun.
Maureen, how hot is that cheese? Let's throw it on them.
What if I just we'll circle back cloud. To you guys.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. Kayla, yeah. We're popping back to you.
Is Brenda she like paralyzed?
I believe she does not have reactions because of shock and grasp. So you will get. So if you physically try and escape, you will get advantage.
Yeah, but I'm so weak. What would I? Would I still be rolling strength, right?
Dex. Mm. Dexterity saving throw.
Saving throw. Mm. And if I don't make it, then I lose.
You have two more tries.
Well, that'll
count as it six.
That'll be a last resort. I'm going to I'm going to cast Thunder Wave.
Okay.
Oh my god.
That is a Constitution saving throw. Yes. Okay. Quake Crasher got a 15, and the referee got a 10.
Yeah, that sucks for him. So she will take 2d8 thunder damage, but the thing I really want is she's pushed 10 feet from me, so I'm assuming it comes out so she gets lifted off of me, and I can do a nice little roll and get on out of there.
I'll allow it. Yes. Tack an extra d4 onto that damage for Quake Crasher.
12 damage.
Okay. And is that... What was the damage before the d4?
Before the d4, 9.
Okay. And this ref is just hurled 10 feet back, collides with the fence, and falls limp onto the ground.
That's tough.
And now Quake Crasher stands up.
What?
Shaking.
No, she doesn't.
She does not appear too bad yet.
Yeah, that's fair.
And she's like, "That's it. Uh-oh. I don't know what the hell you are, but I'm done with you." And she charges for you. That's a nat 20.
Yeah, that's too bad for
you.
So
you take...
What damage did I take earlier?
None.
Oh.
It was wrestling. They weren't trying to damage you. They were trying to get you to the ground.
I see.
You take 17 bludgeoning damage as she just... runs you back into the fence and begins to just punch the hell out of you. Does a 23 hit.
Yeah.
All right, you take an additional 13 bludgeoning damage. And how about the nat 1 is going to miss.
Mm-hmm.
She punches the fence and suffers 9 damage herself.
Kate.
The fence breaks and her hand is like bloody. Ooh. As she pulls it back, scraped on the broken chain links.
That's rough.
It is back to your turn. For the rest of you, these guards are now waiting outside the cage. It has not been lifted yet, though.
Should perhaps do something about that before they capture our friend.
Yeah, I think...
Maureen, do you want
to... Maureen's going to try to slowly work her way to the cage.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And also cast Fog Cloud. Mm.
But then people can't see my sick move.
You cast Fog Cloud.
I don't
and
care.
It reaches just up to the edge of the cage, but does not get into it. You were so...
What?
You specifically made a point to say that you did not go up to the front earlier because you're so tall.
Yeah, but I was walking towards the cage, bro.
You had a long walk.
Perhaps Jesus, it is us who is are room? In the cage.
How? What's the range on Fog Cloud?
Let me check.
It's like 20 foot radius, isn't it?
Well, probably. Wait. I could cast Fog Cloud at like 5th level. And that would be huge.
Does that work? Can you upcast fog cloud?
I don't think you can.
What's upcast?
You can. Oh, yes. It increases by 20 feet for each slot level above first level.
Yes.
So, all right. This entire room is just covered in fog.
Dope.
And you hear Waldo. Well, hang on, folks. Looks like I know you were enjoying the action. Looks like the fog machines have malfunctioned. Just sit tight and everything will be fine. But the crowd is restless.
It's called Wrestlos. So.
A little freaked out. Maureen yells out, there could be a riot. I smell something! There's a fire!
Make a persuasion check with advantage.
Can I cast Enhance Ability? Wait, no, never mind.
Yes. No, you can't.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to do that. Help Maureen.
Okay, that is the 8, 9. Ah, that is a dirty 20.
Yeah, sorry, who said hey, Perry?
That was me.
What's up?
Can I, while all of this cacophony is happening, can I sneak over to the box where Wrestlo is and the person that is not having a great day?
Yeah, make it a... perception check.
24.
Yeah, okay. That was just trying to navigate the fog swiftly. You make it over there, no problem.
Okay.
Yeah, the crowd goes wild and just begins to crash, and there is no, you know, no one can see anything, so people are trying to make it toward the exit, but no one knows where the exit is. So the guards are just swept away into this crowd. They are no longer an issue. However, Brenda,
she cast the cloud as?
Fourth, I guess.
Fourth. Try to be good at keep track of my sword.
Yeah, Brenda, as a familiar fog of cloud envelops you, you still see so close to you, Quake Crasher. What are you doing?
So I forgot that I could have used the sword last time. Will you let me retcon that, or should we just?
Nope.
Okay. Well, now it's over. Now it's over because I got damage takes away concentration, right?
Make a constitution. Make three constitution checks.
17, 5, and 2.
Okay, you lose it on the 5.
Okay.
So yes, the spell does
break. Okay. I'm gonna cast Gravity Sinkhole.
Yeah.
It's a con save.
22.
You're really pulling out all the stops for this, like.
Well, this one would have pinned her is the upsetting thing, as if it had worked, I would have won. I would have.
The ref is dead and no one can see anything.
Wait, the ref died? Did I miss
the
that?
The ref is not dead.
Yeah, he is.
I said non-lethal damage.
You cast Thunder Wave.
Non-lethally.
Love a good non-lethal punch.
I don't see how running into a fence kills someone.
Wait, can we tell that the ref is dead?
Yeah, oh yeah, you guys saw the ref get knocked out, but that was like seconds before.
The ref isn't dead.
If Perry says the ref is dead, Ansel's going to come join the fight against Brenda. Brenda just murdered a human being.
I said non-lethally.
You can't do that with spells like that.
You said non-lethally against Quake Crasher.
Come on now. That's a very large technicality.
That's collateral.
Oofa doofa.
Yeah, I gave you a +2 to every range spell you cast.
I haven't used it once in this fight.
Yeah, Kayla really was like, hey, Perry, make me more powerful. Oh, wait, just not this time, though.
Heaven forbid if I kill a person.
What are you doing, Brenda?
So she takes half damage. I need to find my dice.
I'm thinking of that you wouldn't download a car meme, except it's you wouldn't kill a person.
You wouldn't kill a ref.
Fine. What are you rolling? What is happening here?
She takes.
Guess what is happening?
She takes half damage.
Oh, right. So, right. You did cast gravity.
So 15.
Well. Okay. And does she get moved or anything by the gravity? Well, okay. It does kind of condense all of the fog in the area. So the cage is clear now. The fog kind of seeps in around the edges. But the center of it is a swirling ball of fog.
That feel when you seeping. Mm.
And as you do that, and she kind of holds onto the fence to avoid getting pulled away, that is where we're going to end the episode, in this chaos and crazy scene.
Yeah.